From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. Bust out the strawberries and cream, put on your best whites, because in less than 24 hours, the greatest stars of the court head to the All England Lawn Tennis and Croquet Club to play round one in the championships at Wimbledon. Number one seed Roger Federer from Switzerland could make history this year by winning his sixth straight Wimbledon title. And on the women's side, the competition is wide open now that world number one Justine Henin has retired. Well, for more on the tournament, we turn to John Wertheim. He's covering Wimbledon for Sports Illustrated. Mr. Wertheim, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Let's start with the men. The top seed, Roger Federer, he's going into this tournament having won Wimbledon the past five straight years. But there's a twist here, right? I mean, his main competitor is Spain's Rafael Nadal, who recently trounced Federer at the French Open.
Trounced Federer at the French Open and very nearly beat him last year in the Wimbledon final. The plot is very thick in men's tennis right now, where you've had this just comprehensively dominating player for the last 5 years. He hasn't lost at Wimbledon since 2002, going for a sixth title, and yet, in the eyes of many, he's not the favorite to win this year. Federer's had a very mortal year. He's lost in both the Grand Slams so far, and Nadal has all this momentum, and suddenly, this guy's won 5 years in a row, and people are, a lot of people anyway, are predicting that the Spaniard, his rival, is going to win Wimbledon.
So Roger Federer's got to be feeling the pressure right now.
I think Federer does have to feel the pressure. And it's funny, he's had this absolutely gilded career. People are on the verge of sort of anointing him as the greatest ever, but he's never really had one of these moments of truth. It's always been very tidy and very efficient and very pleasing for the fans, but he hasn't sort of gutted out these victories. And now I think it's the first time in his career, really, he's at something of a crossroads. It'll be fascinating to see how he deals with this.
Now, there's an interesting storyline this year as well with Serbia. Serbia is a country that we don't often sort of identify with tennis. There's no serious tradition of tennis in the country, yet two of the top three seeded women are Serbs, Ana Ivanovic and Jelena Jankovic. How does that matchup look?
Well, no, that's one of the real storylines this year. And the third seeded male who won the Australian Open, Novak Djokovic, also Serbian. Mm. I mean, three of the top six seeds over both draws are from Serbia. Mm. People can debate whether it's just a statistical fluke or whether they all sort of practiced during the NATO Milosevic bombing. I mean, it's really fascinating, and I think people are wondering sort of why can't America replicate this when tiny Serbia can produce champs like this?
So is there a good chance that Ana Ivanovic, the number one seed, could actually win?
No, I think there is. Ivanovic won the French Open, and she's now the number one player in the world suddenly with Henin's retirement, and if she can put a Wimbledon title on top of the French Open title she won 2 weeks ago in Paris, I think she definitely can as the top seed. That'll really be a big storyline as well.
John, there's, of course, still 2 weeks to go before the championship is decided, but who's a sleeper? Who's a player we should sort of be on the lookout for?
Well, if you can call a former number one a sleeper, I think Andy Roddick might fill that. Seems sort of silly to call him a sleeper, but with the dominance of Federer, Nadal, and now Djokovic, that really is everyone outside of the top three. And on the women's side, I think it sounds silly to say this, but rankings be damned, I just don't know how you can look past either of the Williams sisters. If you look at the rankings, neither of them is among the top five seeds, but they just always seem to play their best on the lawns.
John Wertheim is covering the championship at Wimbledon for Sports Illustrated. It kicks off tomorrow. Mr. Wertheim, thanks for being with us.
Pleasure.